Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta! Are you ready for some freaking football or what? My God, I'm done with this two-week vacation. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, on a Friday in paradise. Carl is off today, and again, as we get older, we spent some time yesterday talking about, you know, it's nothing, you know, serious, but he's just making sure everything's cool with his ticker. So he's off today, and you can reach out to him and talk to him on Put Him Up, See Dukes. But Big Abe is in. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey, man,
Abe Gordon, and Big O. And Day-Day will be working tonight doing the high school football scoreboard show. So it's the Three Musketeers of shenanigans. We got a ton of stuff ready for you today. If you missed Dave Archer, we're going to get into what he thinks is going to happen on Monday night. Mark Schlabaugh's got a great article about the oldest rivalry. And let's be honest, the best rivalry in college football, Georgia and Auburn. I mean, as far as in the South.
I don't want to fight that one.
Well, we'll talk later. I mean, because people say, well, Virginia and North Carolina is the oldest rivalry.
Right, well,
no one gives a flip about
count,
that.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, but I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, Miami, Florida State, Oklahoma, Texas, and this one is up there. When both teams are good. It's just Auburn hasn't lived up to their end of the bargain the last decade.
Maybe they will this year.
And this could be a
change. That's something we want, though. Yeah.
And that's why I'm a little nervous in the service about that for some dog fans. Schlabaugh is going to join us, cooking keeping up with Coonan, see what Steve thinks about the Hawks preseason. And also, guys, one of our good buddies, Sal Capaccio. Oh! Old school guy from Western New York. He does the sideline for the Bills. We'll go behind enemy lines with him. And if you miss Kyle Pitts, we got that. So, big show. It's always a big show, but today's going to be extra big. So, Mr. Abe, how great was watching Philly take it in the shorts last night?
Which time?
Both times.
I watched it. Technically three if you count the Flyers. I know they're not really involved in this.
I can't say anything. Rangers look like crap first night. But no, Phillies, if you didn't see the end of that game, and again, I don't know how Braves fans feel. I know hardcore baseball fans will watch. I've lost a little bit of interest. I've become one of those regional fans that as much as I used to love the postseason, I don't dial it in like I used to once my team, in this case, the Braves, are out. But I did catch it. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the craziest brain farts I've ever seen, and especially for a walk-off in a Game 5.
Yeah,
game four.
In extra innings. And the Braves have had their thing with the Dodgers recently. I think we all understand that. I think everyone was pretty much rooting for the Dodgers last night. And so, look, however it had to happen, personally, I was rooting for Freddie Freeman's solo home run walk-off. I think most of us were. But I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed the Mets collapse, and we all know the Braves didn't make it. I understand we don't have a ton to talk from that perspective, but I enjoyed that series by the Dodgers. I really did.
No, it's funny watching that game, and you're like, okay, there's two outs. You got to know there's two outs. And Real Muto, if you didn't see it, Braves pitcher, it's a comeback. It's slowly hit. You know, it breaks the bat, sawed off the bat. And if you didn't see it, you got the catcher, Real Muto, going, first, go to first. And this young man,
total panic.
He just not only does he panic, he makes a terrible throw.
But even if the throw's good, it's late.
It's still not the play. The play is get the it's the third out. You got a runner. You're still going to turn. You're a pitcher. You'd throw it 95 miles an hour down the first base line.
It's just what it's in front of him. It's the vision, but it's total panic. Like, I don't know how else to say it. And it's funny. I was thinking about this, Mike, because, you know, And we all, if we don't have kids, maybe we have nieces or nephews, whatever. I went to my nephew's baseball game, T-ball or machine pitch, whatever,
right,
the other day. And I was joking with my dad, how many of these kids sit there before the play and think if the balls hit the same thing we all are taught from age 7 on?
Right.
If the balls hit to me, where am I going with it? What am I doing? And it's the simplest answer for this pitcher. If the balls hit to me, taking the easy throw to first. And right, it that didn't enter his mind.
Orion Kerkering is the pitcher, and it's up there now. Mitch Williams was always, you know, wild thing because he gave up the home run to the Blue Jays. This is just, you can accept that. Guy made his best pitch, home run was hit. This is one of those classic brain farts. So the Phillies get knocked out, and now their postseason record, they're about as, let's be honest, last now 11 and 12, now 13 games, there is... Well, the Braves did better, certainly in the last 13, than the Phillies have. The Phillies were loaded. You surprised, though? I mean, Schwarber, and he eventually got hot the other night. All the talent, all the pitching, clearly the two most, you could argue, loaded teams. Brewers may have something to say about that, but the two most loaded with talent teams in the NL, and the Phillies go home. And now they're saying, should Rob Thompson get the gate? Now, maybe not fair, but they're already discussing that up in Philly.
Well, and the other thing I've seen is, how do you avoid running it back? Right, how do you change it up? Because you're paying so many guys these high-priced dollars. You don't really have a ton of complaints about what they've done in the regular season, right? They won the division,
but
going
again,
away,
it, but it just
it falls
always,
apart, right?
We always talk about here in Atlanta, and it's the great debate. I got it with Chipper was killing me last week about Bobby Cox's legacy or Snicker's legacy. You know, is yeah, and he was on the show. He just has selective amnesia. But as Billy Beane said, unless you win the last game of the season, nobody gives a blank.
But isn't that...
And that's the way I would feel if I'm a Phillies fan, or a Braves fan for that matter.
Well, and that's where it kind of duels up, right? Isn't that what we are going to talk about? Now, we're bringing in a new manager, so it's not completely running it back, although if Snicker was here. Like, we're sitting here in the offseason, and we're saying, Anthopoulos, what are we going to do different next year, right? Maybe Ha-Seong Kim is your shortstop, and that's different. I don't know what's going on with Ozzie Albies. Maybe that's a little bit different. But aren't we sitting here and be like, all right, like, we got these guys who are going to come back in the rotation. Are we just going to run it back and hope they stay healthy this year?
Right.
I think the Phillies are asking themselves the same question. We're paying all this money to all these dudes. It didn't work. First-round exit. Are we just going to run it back? What are we going to try and do differently? I don't know if there's an answer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Either here or there.
We'll talk more about what happened last night. Also, the NL continues with the, again, what a series that is with the Cubbies and the Brewers, but Detroit and Seattle taking it to game 5. But last night, if you watched as I did on Amazon, the Eagles, I thought, and I didn't bet it. We spent a lot of time yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour saying, should you jump on the Eagles? Doesn't it feel like this is the game they get right? They finally get the ball in A.J. Brown's hands. And Jalen Hurts had one of those games, which people who don't believe in him say, ah, you know, I don't care if I'm a fan of the Eagles. If I was, you know, we won a Super Bowl. That something counts for me. He can clutch throws, and he made some amazing throws in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. But now they're in a rut. They got and it's the same kind of issue they had last year. They were able to navigate. Of course, last year, Saquon Barkley was rushing for 2,000 yards. Abe, they can't even get to first base with Saquon Barkley. Hurts made some terrible throws, and the tush push. I don't know where you fall on this. I was always cool with the tush push. I've always had the opinion, if you come up with something, build a better mousetrap, and somebody can't stop it. It's not the. It's to me, it's un-American to rule it out. Other teams, maybe because of the ego, hubris of other OCs, oh, we're not doing that. Or maybe you don't have the horses or the offensive line or the athletes. I've always felt for the Falcons. Short yardage has been one of our Achilles heels for years. Why wouldn't we try to come up with something like that? But if you don't run it legally, and that's where this thing has got to go.
Yeah.
Another offsides, which the refs don't call. Mm-hmm. If you're calling it the right way, you're pushing these guys 5 and 10 yards back, and the play goes away because they're not running it clean.
I don't remember this being an issue, and maybe that had to do with Jason Kelce being the center. I don't know. I don't remember before this year, Mike, where it was like, hey, man, they're jumping off sides and the ball hasn't been snapped. I don't remember that being a discussion. We saw that multiple times in the first 5 weeks of this season, and again, as you mentioned last night, and now it has become a situation where I'm like, if you can't officiate this play properly, maybe you do need to ban it. Right. Maybe you do need to get rid of it, because you cannot allow these offensive linemen to just start pushing before the ball snapped. That certainly needs to be handled and called in that manner. The interesting thing for me is when you get to the Eagles, especially that offense, and you talk about this meeting, non-meeting, between the three big offensive guys, I thought they would come out and respond. And it's not like their offense was completely shut down, but I thought they would come out and respond. You know they're dealing with offensive line injuries, defensive line injuries. Mike, they looked flat. Like, they didn't look anything like a team that scares you in the NFC right now.
Right. This is a team that we felt a lot of emotions this week, and we're going to get into what Dave Archer thinks later this hour about Monday Night Football. But the Bills and the Eagles are the last teams that were undefeated. Across now, the Eagles are 4-2. But there's a feeling around town, at least talking to the guys today at the gym, talking to the listeners, you know, the text line, Abe. I don't know what you're hearing with Andy and Randy producing their show, but it just seems like we got to be perfect against Buffalo. You buy that? We got to be perfect to win this game.
I don't buy perfect, but you can't make game-changing mistakes. Like, I think turnovers, special teams, you need to clean some of that up. But and I just don't know how great – like, does this have to be your best effort of the season to beat Buffalo? I don't really hold them in that light. I don't think they're untouchable. With respect to the Patriots and Drake May – and Mike Vrabel, like, if they can do it, I think we're better than the Patriots, personally.
Right.
I think if they can do it, I think we can do it.
Better skill positions. I mean, we've got a guy everyone knows, Bijan. Tyler Allgeier can start for any team in the NFL. I mean, you know, with the possible exception of maybe the Eagles with Saquon Barkley, because they got a guy. But right now, imagine it was a conversation we were kind of talking about off the air. Imagine if the Chargers called us and they wanted Tyler Allgeier. That'd be a second rounder, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the starting point for that conversation. And my season would have to be over before I'd even consider it. And the only way that happens is we'd have to lose the next couple of games before we get to the trade deadline the first week in November. I wouldn't trade him, but there is the argument you're not going to be able to retain him. Pitts wants to stay here. You'll hear our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5. You've got a ton of players, which contracts are starting to come due, as a second round, as a fifth round pick, I should say. You know, this is it. This is the last year we have Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm not saying I wouldn't trade him because we're trying to make a run here with him, but he's a weapon. We can run the ball more effectively against Buffalo, and Buffalo struggles in the run game.
I think the way I view Tyler Allgeier, and obviously it hits home maybe a little bit more directly here, is Michael Turner, right? Like, Michael Turner was hidden out there behind, what was it, LaDainian Tomlinson. He comes here and just takes off as a lead back. And I feel like Allgeier absolutely, as you mentioned, could be a lead back in most of these cities. Hopefully they find a way to keep him. Like you said, Bijan's going to be coming up. Penix in a couple of years is going to be coming up. Drake London's contract. And what are you doing with Kyle Pitts? There's a lot of questions to be made there. I think Allgeier's got a lot more to offer than what we've maybe been able to let him showcase because of Bijan Robinson, and understandably so. They have one of the best back duos in the NFL. There's just no way around it.
Right.
They do. And there's a very short list, right? You look maybe at what they have in Detroit to an extent. Even the Chicago Bears I like quite a bit. But I think you're in a good situation with your running backs, especially, and you mentioned this on the pre-show call, if Darnell Mooney's going to be hurt, Bijan Robinson could be used semi as a wideout, split out wide with Allgeier in the backfield. I think that creates some really difficult decisions for a Bills defense.
Right. I want to see more Pitts. I know guys like, why are you talking doing the Christopher Walken impression? I don't know. It just felt natural. I could use more Pitts. I need more Pitts. Hopefully we'll get it this Monday night. We'll be talking to Dave Archer. You heard the conversation. What he thinks is going to happen as part of the game plan. Also, guys, Sal Capaccio from WGR Integrated in Buffalo there. You know, that kind of Joe Pesci, that, you know, that kind of accent he used. It was, I don't know what that was. Like, was it Chicago or Kansas City? Remember in Casino?
Yeah.
Everybody from like Rochester to the Rust Belt kind of has that voice. But anyway, Sal's going to tell us what they're thinking about Buffalo and their shot against us on Monday night. We come back, though, daily download, talk about what the Hawks are doing, also what happened in NLCS. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe is in today. And check us out, guys, on the Odyssey app. You can basically take us anywhere. Shenanigans and fun on a Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.